But Bo Dietl has a good story about a veteran and Colin Kaepernick. It's a great story. And with that said, here he is, hero cop, tremendous actor, and most importantly, loyal dear friend, Bo Dietl.
Big Bo.
Good morning, Bo.
Good morning, guys. You know, I heard something over the weekend that really disturbed me. It was a letter from a United States retired Marine colonel about the NFL. And I love football. I don't like it. I love it. And if I fought myself from watching it this weekend. And you know what? It just, I'm not going to watch it. End of story. And the worst part of it is this guy Goodell. I mean, man has no ball bag. And you, everyone forgets so quickly. When 9/11 occurred, we lost so many firemen that were on the football team and the New York City Police Department team. I went to Bob Tisch. We were able to have a football game at Giant Stadium. He gave us the stadium. We all
and he owned the Giants at the time, right, Bo? Bob was the owner of the Giants?
Yes.
Right.
We all forget football players, baseball players with honor wearing NYPD hats and fire department hats, and how great people appreciated the cops and how they cheered for the cops when the cops came through. And then all of a sudden, this communist group of punks, Black Lives Matter, this phony group now, the same phony group that applauds cops getting assassinated. And when everyone forgets real quickly in Brooklyn when we had two shot dead in their car, and the Black Lives Matter come out and we're approving it and clapping. And where is our NFL and our baseball players to come out and denounce what's going on with this assassination attempts on cops? Now it's open target. It's a game. And those pieces of garbage that were outside of the hospital in California, Compton, cheering those two cops to die. That poor woman with a child who was a cop, she was there and they were in critical. Only by the grace of God, when you get shot in the face, do you survive. My point is, this is a total nonsensical thing. Next, what we're going to start doing, I guarantee you, Black Lives Matter is going to go against the United States Marines, Army, Air Force, and Navy. They're going to go against enlisted people because they feel as though their black lives don't matter. There's going to be something that they're going to go against the military next. I guarantee you, as sure as you hear my voice today, that and no one is stopping them. When is this going to stop? I would love if you could play that colonel. I don't know if you could do it on the air. I'll
sure.
step back from my... From my segment to listen, and everyone listen up to this retired colonel. Are you able to play that?
Yeah, we're good to go, Bo. Here, we'll take a listen to it right now. An open letter from a retired colonel to a Colin Kaepernick. Take a listen.
Commissioner Goodell, I've been a season pass holder at Yankee Stadium, Yale Bowl, and Giant Stadium. I missed the 1991 season because I was with a battalion of Marines in Desert Storm. 14 of my wonderful Marines returned home with the American flag draped across their lifeless bodies. Now I watch multi-millionaire athletes who never did anything in their lives but play a game disrespect what brave Americans fought and died for. They are essentially spitting in the faces and on the graves of real men, men who have actually done something for this country besides playing with a ball and believing there's something special. They're not. My Marines and soldiers were. You are complicit in this, Commissioner Goodell. You'll fine players for large and small infractions, but you lack the moral courage and respect for our nation and the fallen to put an immediate stop to this. What would happen if they came out and disrespected you or your refs publicly? Why is taunting not allowed, yet taunting America is fine? They are so deprived with their multi-million dollar contracts for playing a freaking game. You condone it all by your refusal to act. You're just as bad and disgusting as they are. Legends and heroes do not wear shoulder pads. They wear body armor and carry rifles. They make minimum wage and spend months and years away from their families. They don't do it for 1 hour on a Sunday. They do it 24/7. They watch their brothers carted off in pieces, not on a gurney to get their knee ice. They don't even have ice. Many don't have legs or arms. And some of these heroes wear blue, and they risk their lives daily in the streets of America. They wear fire helmets, and they go upstairs into the fire rather than down to safety. On 9/11, hundreds vanished. They are the heroes. I hope that your high-paid, protesting pretty boys and you look into that mirror when you shave tomorrow and see what you really are. legends in your own minds. You need to hit the road and take those worms with you. It's time to change the channel.
Very, very moving, Bo Dietl, I got to tell you. I have goose pimples. Did we lose Bo?
No, I'm here.
Yeah. No, that was extremely right on the money and very moving.
You know,
you called it.
I heard this, and then all of a sudden I saw a show last night that reminded me after the bombing in Boston when those two pieces of garbage blew up the marathon there, and when they finally shot the guy dead and they caught that kid in the boat, the people were standing out cheering the cops. You know what? It wasn't too long ago when people were cheering the cops for putting on their uniform and protecting us. Now they spit on them. They throw things on them. They disregard.
We must stop it.
I beg anyone listening. I beg you. You have to vote for this president and the whole Republican line. We cannot have a Senate. We should take the House back. We have to stop this nonsense. When you got moron governor like Cuomo and you got a moron mayor like Big Bird de Blasio, we must stop it.
Yeah.
Where is this going to end? And what happened in California, please watch that, how they left. Die, pigs, fry them, roast them. I'm obsessed with this, and it just keeps more and more. Where does it stop, guys?
Well, it doesn't stop. It's getting worse every week. But I want to ask you this, Paul. One of the things that I've always liked about you, and I'm being honest about this, is you're one of those guys that always finds a silver lining. So most of our conversations over the last 6 months have been about viruses and people dying and this governor and this mayor and this guy running against Donald Trump. And for the most part, they're really very depressing conversations. But I would ask you this, Bo, as a guy that lives a good life still, enjoys life, has really made an amazing life for yourself, don't you still feel like there is hope, like this city will be back? Like this is still the greatest city in the world. Like there's a million reasons why you should wake up on this sunny, crisp morning and be happy to be alive and be in New York City. Or is all that gone?
Well, you know what? I'm sorry to say there's three obstacles in this city right now. You have a mayor, his wife, and a governor that we cannot see any kind of relief in the near future until we get rid of this creep and put someone into the city. You know what? You got to understand something. I've lived the life my whole life in this city. I have nightmares. I wake up every hour and a half, thinking about what's going on. Obviously, you guys have to start walking around Penn Station there some more and see what the real heart of this city is about, what the scum that's walking these city streets, the criminal element, the mentally ill. I have never, ever, and I worked and lived through the 60s, 70s, 80s, I have never seen anything like it. The worst part of it is our police officers, our beloved police officers that come out every day, they are now hand-tied. I had that Councilman Carnegie on my podcast. I was willing to go before the New York City Council. I said, get me five guys 6'3". I'll take each one of them down in a headlock. I'm not going to kill anybody. We've got to take the handcuffs off the cops and let them do their job. We've got to take the guns off the street to stop shooting our community. It's not all about black on white. It's black on black crime. We pick up the paper every day and you see black Americans that live in New York being gunned down, and no one gives a damn about it. No one cares about it. Everyone's worrying about these football players and looking at them disparage this great country, all these great veterans. And I'm telling you, eventually, they're going to go after the armed service members, too.
Yeah.
When do we stop it?
Yeah, no, listen.
The only way we can stop it, guys, is by voting.
On November 3rd, that's
vote.
Right.
Whether you like Donald Trump or not, you've got to vote for him. You've got to vote for the Senate and all Republicans across the line. Otherwise, we're finished. And that bright light that you see, Sid, I don't see it.
I see a real fog.
Yeah. And I got to come a long way to see that bright light.
Okay, that's fair.
I
like your honesty, Bo. I appreciate it. And again, you're a guy that has lived a great life, and you're usually very, very optimistic about things. So I appreciate your honesty. We love you. It was a great appearance today. Hey, by the way, you started the show by saying it's chilly outside today. And I think when you and I came to work, and I saw you walk in right before me, I think it was 57 degrees. I just got an email from Susan Otto Graham. I think so. Susan Brown Otto, excuse me. She works up in Monticello where my mom lives and my dad lived.
Right.
And right now it's 38 degrees.
Oh, nice.
Oh, you know what? I hope the fall gets rid of this virus, and I hope the cold makes these creeps stay off the street. And I pray, I wait for that sun to rise. But when the mayor says, "Oh, it's a beautiful day, come enjoy New York," he's saying that from Gracie Mansion, that no ball bastard. Well, and all I could say is that it's a beautiful day if I didn't have to see you. Take a dirt nap, Mr. Mayor.
On that note, we're going to conclude both. Thank you so much. Thank you, Sid.
I will. I'll text you.
Thanks
both.
For playing that letter from the retired veteran. That was very moving. On the Bernie and Sid Show, we'll come right back.